What is up, my girls? This is the Brain is the New Ass podcast, proudly hosted on the How Deep Health Network. Why Brain is the New Ass? Because what's going on in your mind is the hottest thing about you. This podcast is meant to light you up in a way that brings you joy and value. I'm Katie Brigham, co-founder of Violet Fog Potions and the host of this podcast. Here we like to talk a medley on health, love and dating, the highs and lows of mundane life, and all the good apps. Here we thrive on stories and tips, the perfect combo. If we record a podcast and it's not juicy, truthful, to the point, and of course, unfiltered, it's not airing. Rate us, leave us a review, and join in on the girl talk. Thanks for listening to Brain is the New Ass. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Brain is the New Ass podcast. I am so excited for today's episode. We have on Lindsay of Designer Jeans. She is an epigenetics coach. She's my epigenetics coach. And truly, I don't think that anyone understands jeans better than her. The reason why I wanted to have her on is I think jeans are the way of the future when it comes to understanding your body. And this goes way beyond just your typical at-home test. In this conversation, we go over everything from why jeans? What do jeans tell us that a blood test can't tell us? What epigenetic mutations does she have that I have that piss us off? We also talk collagen, and you'll see how this fits into the conversation. So sit back, relax, enjoy it. Lindsay is found on designerjeans.co. Lindsay, I'm so happy that you're here on the Brain is the New Ass podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to chat today. It's always a blast.
It's always a blast. Do you like the new name, Brain is the New Ass?
I can't even imagine anything better than the new name.
Thank you. Before it was Violet Fog as I know it, and no one liked the name. They were like, I keep forgetting what it is. It's like too long. It doesn't roll off the tongue well. I was like, okay, we need a change. Brain is the new ass. It is.
Oh my God. It's epic. It is so you. It is so on point. I just can't get over it.
Aw. Well, thank you. Okay. So I'm so happy to have you here because I find jeans to be so interesting. And as I had told you, and like for anyone listening, I saved up for an entire year to test with you my epigenetics. Like that's how important it was to me. And I just remember like, you know, I got diagnosed with a pituitary tumor and then diagnosed with Hashimoto's. And I was just like, holy shit, like this sucks ass, number one. Number two, yeah. I have all these other healing modalities, but like I want to be like my best of the best to like get to a really healthy place. And I know like one thing that would really help me out is knowing what my genes are, my epigenetics.
Yeah. And yes, so absolutely.
I did so much research of who I wanted to go because, I mean, you know how I am. I'm neurotic and I literally like,
I love it.
So many and I just wasn't like vibing and I had been watching you from afar and you and I had been DMing sometimes and sometimes you would call me out on things. You're like, I don't think this would be right if you had this gene or that gene. And I really liked that. And so
that's awesome.
And it was just so eye-opening. It was so cool. You know, my epigenetics is something that I still refer back to. So I just can't wait to talk to you about that.
Well, I am so thrilled. That is literally the best compliment on the face of the planet. Someone that I know goes to the depths of the internet on knowing their shit, such as yourself, to choose me out of anyone. Like that's, you are the type of person that I am just literally pinching myself that I get to do this for a job, to support people like yourself who are just so brilliant and just incredible people. So it's been an honor.
You are the best.
And what a fun ride. What a fun ride it's been.
It's been such a fun ride.
Getting to work with you.
And you're killing it. You're growing so much. Like, I feel like every other week I have someone in my DMs being like, oh, I heard like Lindsay posted this. Like, what do you think? Like, blah, blah, blah. Like, they love you. They love you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you. So let's hop into the first question. What everyone wants to know, why genes? And like, what can testing your genes, your epigenetics tell us that blood tests cannot tell us?
So many things. Oh my God, where to start? So here's the thing. Once you actually understand how to harness the power of a proper epigenetics reading, and I don't mean something that's like an at-home test, we'll talk a little bit more about that and the differences, but truly once you understand the power of understanding how to activate your genes specifically, like literally unique to you and your own biochemistry, and honestly how easy it can be, how like direct and specific it can be, it is the most no-brainer thing. Like, honestly, everyone on the planet should be doing this. And I truly believe in my heart of hearts that someday most people will have access to this. And it's just going to be something that, like, in, I think that modern medicine is wanting to catch on. They're trying to figure out how to monetize it and, you know, all that that entails. But truly, I think that this is the way of the future. So the thing about the genes is that your genes do not change. So there's a lot of kind of conflicting information out there, and some people use some confusing verbiage. So I think it's really important just to understand that the way that your body is wired, your genetic sequencing does not change. And that's why, you know, all of a sudden you don't change into a different person. But obviously, like, things within your body over the years, obviously performance wise will change. So there's something called your genetic expression. And that's kind of a fancy way of saying, like, the performance of certain groups of genes and certain systems in the body. So the performances definitely will change. And that's actually the best part, Katie, because that tells us that we have some say-so in what the hell our bodies are doing. And we can be very strategic about it. So there's enough technology. The technology's actually been around for a couple decades, but it's just now getting to the point where it doesn't cost $10,000 to have this done. Yeah. It's like, it's significantly less than that now. And it's becoming a little bit more available to a little bit more mainstream. And definitely we're seeing a ton of different companies trying to rush to market to automate this process and really capitalize on it. And again, like, when you understand the differences and the nuances and really the potential that is there, there's no one that couldn't benefit from this. So truly, even down to, like, just optimization, even if you're not someone who's struggling in your health, really being able to know what things are going to set you up for 20, 30, 40 years of health. I mean, why would you not want to know that the choices that you're making every day, from the foods that you're eating to the way that you're handling stress to whatever supplements you're taking, all of the things that we do, because I will say this, I think in this day and age, we all do more than ever than other generations have. Like, we're definitely a generation that has kind of come to the forefront of wellness as like a thing, right? It's a thing we do. We all have our own different things.
For sure.
So the fact that you can, like, get incredibly detailed into strategy and do the things that are going to be most impactful for you, and also stop doing the things that are maybe driving inflammation or wasting your money and all these things, like, it's just incredible.
It is so detailed. Like, to the point, like, one thing that blew my mind is there's even, like, how, like, the genes that tell you how much sleep you need at night, you know?
Absolutely.
It's like, and to me, like, that one, why I really did find so interesting is, I mean, there's so much, right? Like, I figured out I just don't, like, digest, like, fat-soluble vitamins that well, or I need a little bit more fat-soluble vitamins, that if I'm ever in a point in my life where I need to lose weight, that I'm going to want to do higher fat. Like, that's so interesting to me that I know that that's built into my genetic coding. But the sleep one was so interesting to me because I am the type of person where I'm like, if I don't get 8 to 10 hours of sleep, like, my day is shot and I can't do anything. And I'm just like, and I almost, like, would cockblock myself. Like, let's say I got 7 hours of sleep. I would just be like, this day is shit. It sucks. I'd almost like give up before the day even began. And then you told me in my genes, all I really needed was 7 hours to be optimal. And I was like, that I'm still going to get my 8 to 10 hours. I'm going to go for that. But just knowing that like, I can totally do it on less sleep, you know, like, it, it makes it so I don't cockblock myself anymore.
Like, totally. I love that.
It was so, that one was so interesting to me, but what you can uncover about yourself. I mean, it's like a beautiful love story with yourself, honestly, you know,
it really,
like, light bulbs just go off. You have this, like, roadmap. It's just like, tears of joy, the things that you find out. It's so cool.
Absolutely. Well, and I love that you specifically bring that up, because there are so many different things that each individual will learn about themselves that truly goes against what you've been told you should do, or, you know, the things that you think that you're doing right, air quotes, right? Or the things that you think are so, like, terrible for you. Like, for example, for people who really need to be eating a higher level of carbs in their daily macros.
I'm so jealous of those people.
I am so jealous of those people too. I am not one of those people. But, you know, there's things that we all know to be true about ourselves intuitively. And there's a lot of things that will reflect in your genetics. And that's great too. But there's also a lot of things that you assume over the years, because we've been told it and it's been ingrained in us for generations, or from people who we deem as authority figures that may not really be relevant to us. And so it's truly the ultimate myth buster. And it's really a great reframe for so many different things. And there's also, I will tell you, almost every reading, there's people who are emotional and saying like, wow, there's a lot of things that I thought were going to be worse. Like almost every time, I've never had somebody tell me that was worse than I thought it was going to be. It's always the opposite. Everyone always says, wow, there's a lot of things that I'm actually doing better, or you know, don't need as much help with as I thought. It's just about getting those nuanced details that can be the game changer.
It is so cool. So I want to ask you, like, tell me two success stories that blow your mind. Like, just like quick ones that you can rattle off the top of your head that you're like, this one, these just stick with me. Like, what are two like very random success stories?
Okay. I'm going to try not to cry. I get very emotionally attached to my clients because I do work with a lot of people who have been struggling in their health for sometimes their entire lives. One of my recent clients, I honestly, this is a gal that I went to high school with and we had not spoken in ages. I mean, I hadn't seen her in 20, I'm not going to tell you how many years, a very long time. So she wasn't necessarily like a current friend, but I did know her from childhood. And what I didn't know about her, Katie, was that she had been really struggling in her health. She actually had an autoimmune diagnosis when she was 13 years old that I never knew about. She has like a very pronounced liver condition that is really prominent in her life. And yeah. And so actually out of the blue, she kind of reached out about maybe 6 months ago. Long story short, we did her reading in December. And what was really incredible was her feedback in just a few weeks, probably around the first of the year, she reached out to me and she said, I just want to let you know, and this is for the record, this is not someone that I was working with like super closely. Like we literally did her reading and she was left to implement things. And in fact, we even talked about, there were a couple things nutritionally that she was like, dude, after the holidays, I'm going to start, I'll kind of work on this later, but at least I'm going to start on some of the vitamins and supplements and things that I need and some of the detox stuff. So literally just by making those small changes, within a month, she wrote back to me and she was like, I just need you to know that I have been able to get off of a couple of medications, reduce some other medications. I've gone down a gene size and I literally haven't changed anything that I'm doing. Like this is during the holidays. And she said, I've literally have not felt this good in, you know, 10, 15 years. That's incredible. Like, I didn't think I could. I didn't think it was possible for me to feel the way that I'm feeling. I really had thought that I had accepted this life of like just getting by.
Which and, so many people with autoimmune do feel that way. You know, like we just think like, this is it. This sucks. And this is going to be our life. And like lifestyle changes, of course, like help, but knowing your genes does take it a step further.
So that one was pretty awesome. And really, you know, it's just wild to think about how much that's going to impact her life, her children's lives. You know, there's a lot of, really big, amazing ripple out effects that can come when you start to feel radically different in your body.
That's so great.
That was one.
Autoimmune. That is important though. Cause with autoimmune, like in the wellness sphere, what I do notice, like while it is well-intentioned for autoimmune people who are like talking about it, they're very like dogmatic and like, you have to do this. You have to do that. You have to take this if you are autoimmune. And, you know, and for like a lot of people that works very, very well. But if it's not epigenetically compatible for you, doesn't matter if you're autoimmune, it's not going to work and or can be detrimental. So that's really, So what's another story?
Oh, another story. Okay. So another one, you know, I also work with a lot of people who have kind of like very ambiguous symptoms. So another one that just stands out was a younger girl. She was very early 20s. And I remember her specifically because she reached out and she was telling me, she said, you know, I don't really have a lot of health problems, but I keep having these headaches. And I really can't figure out what's going on. Have no clue what's causing them. And something just tells me that you might be able to help. And so we talked through it and it seemed like the right choice for her. And we did her reading. And again, within a month's time, like about three, maybe even 4 weeks later, she wrote back and what she said to me was just, I mean, I definitely cried when I first read this because she's someone who was, I think she was 22 years old. And so imagining the rest of her life being able to feel radically different. She said she had not a headache. So that's always super exciting. So basically she hadn't had a migraine or even like a headache since literally since the day that we did her reading, because she hit the ground running. She made any of the changes that were really reflected in her genes that were going to be removing things that were inflammatory in her diet. She did have a couple of dietary things that she had no idea she was sensitive to. Yeah. So that was an easy fix. And I basically just gave her some really easy tips on like trying to find some new fun foods that you like.
Yeah.
But the thing that she said to me, she was like, I literally didn't know I could feel this good in my head space.
Yeah.
She's like, I haven't had any anxiety. And I really feel like a different person. And just in her words and just kind of knowing a little bit about how impactful that's going to be in her life, it was just,
oh my gosh,
pretty remarkable, you know? So that's I will say incredible. It's really magical when people have that kind of a response, when it's like something that's really profound and it's really fast and it's really easy for them because it's going to be sustainable. And also I will tell you, like, some people, it takes a little bit more time and that's okay. And it doesn't mean that it's not working, but I would say more often than not, it's more of that kind of magical first month where things really start to shift. And it's because honestly, Katie, like, you're getting to troubleshoot so many systems at once. It's like, it's truly a holistic approach. So versus doing like one gut test or one, you know, parasite cleanse or whatever the thing is that's like micro specific that, I mean, might be beneficial, but it's not really like a systemic approach.
Yeah.
When you have the full blueprint, it's like you do two or three little things and it's like the tide rises.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
It's really, really cool.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
I want to tell you about my favorite product from MSW Nutrition. This is something that I used for a really long time. It's called Bliss. It's basically a serotonin and dopamine booster. It's sublingual. It's like this little powder. You put it under your tongue. It is so good for mood support. It's also great for the joints. It's also great for the liver. If you have an MTHFR gene mutation, it can be wonderful for that. I take this in times when I just have a little slump socially. I'll take it then. I'll take it if I have a cocktail. That's rare. But if I do, I'll take it then. It's wonderful. Try it out. My code is VioletFog. Epigenetics. Is this going to change every time, or is this something that you only have to test once?
This is the most beautiful part. And like, it's almost too good to be true. You don't have to test ever again.
That's
you
so
don't have
amazing.
To test ever again. So here's the thing, the coding that's in the genes, you don't want to take it at face value. This is where the interpretation is really important, because that's where, when you and I go through it, we're going to talk about your history, your current lifestyle, what's your current experiences, what's going on in your body, like how is this showing up, what's happening, to actually determine what's expressing and what's not, and like kind of where to focus. But the testing itself, like the actual codes don't change. It's just a matter of what things are activated and what things need your attention right now.
Yeah.
So it's truly like a one and done. And the more that you can actually kind of learn how to move the needle in certain departments, this is something that's going to last you for the rest of your life. And I honestly, I know I'm probably a little bit of a nerd, but I look at my report like probably at least once a week.
Yeah.
Because it's so cool that like I'm always doing readings for other people, right? And then I'm like, wait, what did that say about mine? And that, you know,
yes,
it's just always
totally.
Fun to go back and, you know, like reference. And then the more that you start to learn about certain things, you can kind of make connections. And I don't know. It's ever and ever evolution, even for myself. And I was obviously my first client.
Yeah. That is so great. God, like just knowing you only have to test once is incredible. Absolutely incredible. Okay.
Yeah. So basically that's the thing, like even though things in your body will shift and kind of ebb and flow, you can kind of go back to home base with the report, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I have a fun or annoying question, I guess. What gene mutations of yours piss you off? Like ones that you have that you're like, this makes me so freaking mad. Like, why?
Oh gosh, that's a good one. I would have to go with, at the moment, today's answer is going to be histamine genes, histamine sensitivity. And I'll tell you why, specifically food-based histamines, because some of the best foods on the planet are high in histamines. And truly, I am the kind of person where like, if I could eat charcuterie and have a glass of wine every night for dinner for the rest of my life, I would die a happy woman.
No, me too. I also have this gene. So go on. I share your pain.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the thing. We can hack it. We'd still do the things because a girl's got to have, you know, some things.
Yes.
But that's definitely like up there on my things. Like if I could change anything, then that would be probably top of my list. And so
what do you do for that one? What do you do to hack that one when you want to have something that's high in histamine?
I supplement the heck out of it. So digestive enzymes out the yin yang for sure. That's really, really helpful for practically any meal, but especially for higher histamine meals that just, I know, don't sit well with me. So you can also do something called a DAO enzyme. It's DAO. There's a few different brands out there and the brand really doesn't matter, but if you're taking a DAO supplement with specifically a high histamine meal, it really helps, but it does have a very short half-life. So like you want to pop it like right before you eat or right after. Ideally, like 20, 30 minutes.
Carry that shit in your purse. Carry that shit in your purse.
There is no shame in that game.
No. I carry so many supplements in my purse.
I get some funny looks from servers, but it's okay. We just roll with it.
Yes.
There's also some really beautiful things called wine filters. So if you're a bit of a wino or dabble in the wine arts, then you might want to know about wine filters. They can come in a few different formats too. Like there's some, actually I just ordered some this week that I'm dabbling with that are called Drop It, which is like a food grade hydrogen peroxide that you just drop into the wine. Like you put two or three drops into a glass, you let it chill. And it supposedly remarkably removes the histamines or lessens the histamine impact. I will say, first glance,
you have
I think
to send me that link so I can put it in the show notes.
I will totally send the link, and I will send the one that I normally do also, which looks like a silica packet, so don't eat it. But there's like these little packets that you can like put in the wine. You know, it's a little bit less discreet than the drops, but they both work, you know?
Okay.
So doing a couple of things like that really do make a big difference. And I will also tell you, avoiding those highest histamine meals around my cycle. So the other tricky part about histamines is that estrogen and histamines are kind of best friends. And so they want to play around together. So during weeks of the month when you're about to ovulate or when your cycle's close, when your estrogen levels are naturally higher, then your histamine levels are naturally going to be higher. And so for some people, especially if you're having a lot of symptoms, histamine-related symptoms, you may want to like wait till another week to go have your charcuterie and wine night or whatever. So yeah, just kind of knowing your own body, learning
that
where
is
your
such
tolerance
an annoying
is.
Genetic mutation to have to be high, like prone to high histamine in the body. I'm right there with you. Yeah. Okay, what's the other one? What's another one that you're like, damn it?
Oh my God, the ultimate is the GAD1. I mean, for me, I will tell you, that was the biggest game changer. So GAD1, GAD1, there's this family of genes that regulate something called glutamate, which this is where most people fall if you have a gluten sensitivity, or honestly, like if you have a lot of food sensitivities, if you have a lot of gut disruptions, which can look a lot of different ways, but it's often going to be variants on this GAD1 gene. And this is basically like non-celiac gluten sensitivity. And this is where I am off the charts. All of my GAD1 genes are just royally just jacked. And so, it's great to
know
that.
You have to be very careful about grain, right?
Grains, as well as like MSG type things. And MSG, of course, presents in a lot of different ways. So like a lot of preservatives or seasonings or,
people
you
with
know,
GAD1
restaurant
also,
food.
And also, don't people with GAD1 not do well with collagen?
Absolutely. So collagen, things like L-glutamine, dude, let me tell you how many thousands of dollars I have paid practitioners to run tests on me and to advise me to take like upwards of 5 grams of L-glutamine a day, which I was doing until literally the day that I got my own report back. And I'm like, you've got to be joking.
I had that gene mutation too. And I remember you had DM'd me one time because I was talking about collagen because I did eat sweet. I'm not anti-collagen. I think it can be great.
Totally.
But I do think like the caveat is if you have the GAD1 gene. And what I'm realizing is how many people have it. And I remember you DM'd me.
Yeah.
This is before I even did my testing with you. And you're like, you sent me this whole like, paragraph. You're like, I just don't think like you with like GAD1 would do well with this. And there's more people with GAD1, you know, genetic mutation like than you think. And then it turns out that I had it too. And when I did remove collagen and certain things like from my like diet, I felt a little bit less puffy, you know?
For sure. Yeah.
Little bit less swollen, you know?
Yes,
and I'm still not like I feel like every now and then I'll even have like a wellness girly friend who's like, oh, I put some collagen in your smoothie. I'm like, fuck it, whatever. I'm going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
But heavy scooping it every single day, you know,
every
I've just
day,
realized
yeah.
like it just doesn't serve me anymore. But it's
totally.
Annoying because I want to be able to take it, you know?
I know. Well, I don't know if I have shared this little tidbit with you, but my top tip on the collagen front is to switch to glycine powder. Have you heard of glycine?
Yes. But okay, but so elaborate glycine, on that for people. Even better.
So glycine is even better. I will tell you, like, how much time do you have? I there's many reasons why.
It
but
is better,
so
yeah.
Glycine, it's really cool because glycine is actually the opposite of the anxiety inducing glutamate. It's something that helps to counter the excitatory effects. So if you're prone to anxiety or anything like that, glycine can be super supportive. It actually helps to deepen sleep quality and stuff like that. Yes. So it's a calming neurotransmitter, but it's also the main component of collagen. So yes. Glycine makes up like 30% of collagen.
Can gaggling people have this?
Hell yes. Like,
oh
lay it
gosh.
On.
Wait, that I did not
I take
know.
Like, yes, I've been holding out. Sorry. I have like a lot of glycine on a daily basis and it's done me right, girl. So yeah, it's basically great for your brain. It's great for your gut. It's great for your hair, skin, and nails. It is
how,
like
you
the,
take it every day.
Oh, all day, every day.
I listened to a whole thing on. That's cool that you do it all day. Okay, you're gonna have to tell me how much you. We want to know now how much you dose. But
yes.
I listened to a whole thing on. Oh my gosh, I can't remember the guy's name. He wrote The Plant Paradox, Dr. Gundry.
Yeah.
I listened to it like a whole. You know, that's the nerd I am. Mm-hmm. That's like my nighttime plan.
Yes.
I love listening to like shit like that. And I listened to him talk on glycine
for
like 20 minutes on like a YouTube interview. But I did not know. If it was okay for people with GAD1, oh my gosh, I'm so happy.
It's excellent.
So
yes.
How do you take
it's excellent
it
for practically anyone. So you can find it in capsules, but I will say, like, if you're wanting to swap your collagen practice, and especially if you're doing like a powdered collagen, you can actually get the scoopable powdered glycine powder. So it's going to feel it like, you know, walks and talks like collagen. It's practically the same thing. It actually has like a little bit of a sweet hint to it. So honestly, Katie, I don't even use any sweeteners anymore. Like if I make my matcha or my king coffee or whatever, I sweeten it with glycine, literally.
Nice.
And it's like the best thing that's ever happened to me.
So you're doing it a few times a day.
I do it a few times a day. Awesome. Yes, but you can also take it in capsules. Like if you don't do the tonics or anything like that, then if capsules are preferred, then that's always an option. And you can honestly take it any time of day. So
I take so many capsules. I just want it in powder form.
I know.
I just want to throw that in my potion. You know, I'm drinking my potion right now. I'm drinking the Stress and Stamina Blend right now.
I am having some Stress and Stamina Blend. Cheers to Stress and Stamina
Cheers.
Blend.
Cheers. Yes. Perfect.
I also have to share with you, I can't remember if I told you this, but I'm going to make a reel for the recipe. I have created the most incredible Focus Blend matcha recipe. It tastes like a damn key lime pie.
Oh my God, please share it. And then before you even do the reel, just text me it because I want to make that. I love key lime pie. And if I can make it taste like that, hell yeah. Oh my gosh, amazing. Okay, so thanks for sharing that because everyone, if they do it, they are going to find gene mutations that piss them off. But at least you know. You know what I mean? At least you know and then life gets better.
Yeah.
You'll also find ones that make you feel amazing.
Oh my God, absolutely.
Like one that you told me that made me seriously, I was like, I am fucking superwoman. Like you told me, I have athlete genes.
Yes.
You're like, you
yes,
will put on
yes.
muscle and you'll have endurance and strength. Yep. And I'll be damned if that is not true. It's so true.
Yes.
I'm not necessarily super coordinated. You know what I mean? But I've always had like really strong legs and put on like muscle quick. And it makes me think of my dad who we call Z Bull, who's like 84 and just like still.
I love your dad.
I love him. He still has like muscle.
He's precious.
He's so precious.
That's awesome.
And just like, you know, he's like built like an athlete. And so I'm like, okay, cool. Like that's not
you
all in my
honest.
Head. That's in my genes.
It is. And I will tell you, that's actually a good point because a lot of the women that I coach with epigenetics, they are so shocked to see that where they all have like unique, really, really great strengths in different things. So whether that's something that's like in regards to muscle or like cardio performance or whatever the thing is, a lot of people actually are shocked when they find out like the potential that they have in their exercise genes. And it really makes a lot of difference for people. Again, it's kind of that mental note of like seeing something that is so confirming and like and affirming that just it's a game changer.
It is a game changer for sure. If you haven't tried a potion yet, what are you waiting for? Violet Bog Potions is an adaptogenic latte, no caffeine, that is a great ritual to have every single day. Now we have two blends for you. One is the Stress/Stamina Blend. That is like a healthy hot chocolate. It has things in it that are super good for stress, of course, circulation, brain health, mood support. That one, a lot of people love it as a caffeine replacement. Sometimes they'll even use it to wind down in the evening, or they'll use it as that afternoon pick-me-up. The other blend that we have is the Focus blend. That's like a lemon ginger, kind of grassy undertone flavor. That one is really good for people who have shiny objects everywhere. They have a hard time focusing. They need more brain support. It's also wonderful for circulation. I love that one in the afternoon, especially when I need just a good 3 hours of brain power. If you want to check it out, use code MYFIRSTPOTION. Okay, so this is what something that I really want to know. So with our epigenetic mutations, and everyone has epigenetic mutations, do you think that exercise and nutrition is enough to like counteract these things? Or do you think in this day and age, like supplementation is needed?
That's a very good question. I'm going to say most of the time, I would say if I had to put a number on it, I would say probably 90% of people will feel better with some level of supplementation.
Yeah, totally. It's so hard.
And I will
right?
also say, it is so hard. I will also say truly, like I do see some people that are in optimal health and there are very few things that they are looking to truly improve. They come to me because they want prevention. They want, you know, some anti-aging and really just kind of like maintenance.
Yeah.
And so there are people that I see that are doing a lot of things right. I won't say that they don't necessarily supplement anything, but I will tell you, my best friend comes to mind. His name is Travis, and Travis actually has incredible genes. I mean, this man, like, he's just incredible. Not to like sell off my best friend or anything, but he is single in the New Orleans area. He's probably going to kill me for this. But if anyone is looking for a really hot, brilliant man with great genes.
Yes. Send me his number too. I have people
I will.
Who are in New Orleans. Yes.
Yeah.
We always got to be looking out for our single girls. You know, we
or guys.
Yes, single girls and guys. Totally. I agree.
So that's the scoop. But I will tell you guys, he's the first example that comes up. So Travis came to me and he was like, you know, he's heard me talk about this for 3-4 years now. And finally he's like, I have to do this. I really want to know, like, as I'm turning 40, I want to kind of see what I'm dealing with. Is there anything that I should be doing differently?
Yeah.
What's the scoop? And so we ran his genes, we did the reading and everything. And honestly, like, he's doing a lot of things right. There were very few things that he really needed to truly change as far as like avoiding inflammation or whatever. And he's someone that doesn't ever take a supplement.
Yeah.
And he really and truly feels fantastic. And I will tell you, he eats relatively mindfully. Okay.
Yeah.
So he eats a nutrient dense diet. He doesn't eat perfectly. I mean, it's not like he doesn't eat any processed food. He lives in New Orleans, for God's sake. He's a foodie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure. It's not like he definitely drinks a bit, you know, but he takes care of himself. He exercises a lot. So
yeah.
He's getting a lot of detox. He sweats like crazy. He does a lot of hot yoga and things like that. So in his case, you know, it doesn't really make sense for him to start hammering a bunch of supplements because he feels great.
Yeah.
If he were someone who was feeling currently like they needed support, then
yeah.
we could pick that out for him. Like, what are the things that make the most sense? But a lot of it, Katie, really does come down to like, how do you feel today?
Yeah.
And these are things that I don't think you need to take the same thing forever necessarily.
No, I don't think so either. I'm always like cycling and trying new things. There are certain things that I do think I'll need to take forever. Vitamin D, for instance.
Yeah.
And like, and that's
same.
Confirmed in my epigenetic coding. Like, mm-hmm. I don't do well with vitamin D. I don't convert it very well.
Mm-hmm.
And that really has
yeah.
been true my entire life. I've like looked at
yeah.
blood tests from like my teens, you know, that like
yeah.
I found in my mom's like filing cabinet, and my vitamin D levels were low. And in my teens,
yeah.
I used to like sunbake, you know, and just
yeah.
be outside all the time. And my
yeah.
vitamin D was still super low. So
yeah.
like, for instance, like that's something I'll always have to supplement with.
Same here. And, you know, then that kind of brings up the point of like, well, what about methylation support? That's
yeah.
something that I will do to the day I die because
oh my
it
gosh,
was such
yes.
an integral part of like, it was a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will also say, I think when it comes to supplementation, there's kind of a misconception that I hear a lot that's like, well, it feels very fussy and it doesn't have to be, right?
Yeah.
And the other thing is like, well, I'm afraid that it's too late. Like, is it really going to make a difference if I start taking these things now? And honestly, like I have clients that are, well, both of my parents and
yeah.
people that are several of my clients' parents have had readings or people of the prior generation.
Yeah.
And they start getting the right nutrients dialed in. And let me tell you, they can literally rewind the clock. Like
oh,
it is
for sure.
shocking.
I believe
shocking
it.
The difference that even someone into their like mid 60s and beyond
yeah.
will see radical results when they get the right micronutrients, especially when it comes to things like detox pathways. So it's really, it's never too late. And I will tell you, there's no one that is like too far gone.
No.
that's the thing that I want people to know is like with this plan, it's not something that you're being told that, oh, there's something wrong with you. And I think that a lot of the at-home tests are like, you know, legally they can't diagnose anything, but it feels like more of like a closed book, right?
Yeah.
Like this is, and if I had a dollar for every time I heard someone say, oh, I have MTHFR. And it's like, dude, everyone has it. It's a gene. Like
right.
If you're a human being, then you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's not a condition. It's not a disease, and it's all very manageable. So I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there as far as like what's going to happen or what we're going to tell you in the genes. And the thing that I love about what I do is it's so different and so much more of an active, empowering kind of thing versus telling you like, oh, this is wrong with you.
Like, yeah, totally.
This is, you know, good luck to you on this. It's not like that at all. Nothing's set in stone.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good to know. I feel like that also plays into like the narrative. Like it makes me so sad when I hear people in their 30s, 40s, and even 50s being like, I'm so old. I'm too old. You know, like,
oh my God.
Like it's just, I just feel like just from everything I've read now and like in the, some of the smartest people in health and wellness truly believe that like you shouldn't even really start getting old necessarily until like your 60s. You know, you can be in your prime for so long. I feel better now than I did in my 20s. Like I know I'm dealing with some health shit, but like overall, if you would have seen me in my 20s, I'm sleeping all the time. I'm depressed. Yeah. I'm always a little bit puffy. You know, my mood all over the place. My neurotransmitters fried. Like, you know, I'm in a way better place now in my 30s than
in
my 20s. And I feel like things can just keep on getting better the more like dialed in I get.
Yes. Oh, if we would have met, if you could have only seen me 10 plus years ago, I mean, I was a very good time.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I was a very fun girl and I loved having fun. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
But I was destroying myself. And I honestly didn't even start paying attention to my health whatsoever until I was almost 30.
Yeah.
And I was, this is when I went through my weight loss situation, which I don't know if we've ever talked about this, Katie, but, going back to when I was probably 28, I think is when it started probably 28. I lost 150 pounds. Did
oh
you know this?
Oh my gosh. No, I did not know this.
Katie. Yes.
That's amazing.
So talk about like doing a 180 and, and truly doing everything kind of the hard way, because at that time, like I didn't know what I was doing. I figured it out.
Oh my gosh. If you had your epigenetics then it'd be way easier, I'm sure.
Yeah, it would. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it's been a trip. And yes, to your point, I think that there's so many people that don't understand how much power they have.
Yes.
And I think this is a really cool tool to use to feel like you are doing the right things and it's not a guessing game and it's not something that's going to be like defeating where you're going to try this and then try that and try this, try that and get no results. This is like, I mean, it's a sure thing. Like it's going to work.
It's amazing. Okay. So I would like to know this. What mutations are you seeing all the time? Like just pretty often that most doctors like aren't talking about and you're like, they really should be talking about it.
Oh dude, get one.
Yeah.
Like 1,000%, 1,000%. And I say that because there are so many people, like how many people do you know that are gluten sensitive?
Oh, so many.
That are not celiac. It's like practically everyone, right?
Yes.
So to give you guys just a little nutshell insight, basically it's the same genes that I was talking about earlier that were the ones that were so revealing for me, and my gut healing journey, because I had done all the things to heal my gut, all the mainstream things like the collagens and the bone broths and the L-glutamine and the fermented foods and all of the things that were really wrong for me and making it worse. And I was stringently gluten-free. Like not a touch of it.
Right.
And was still not getting any better because my gut was not going to heal until I had this missing piece. And so I think that there's a lot of bad advice out there in the world of gut health.
Bad advice. Even like some of my peers who I adore and I'm just like, you know, I don't even really know. Like I'm always like, do I correct that? I don't want to be like the annoying ass person, but it like me, you know, I'm like, holy shit balls. Like you have a huge following. And like what you like just said, I can literally like find like five or six resources that would. And but the thing is like what they are saying oftentimes is true for certain people.
For some
but
people,
I don't like when things are said as like a blanket statement. Even myself, I have to catch myself sometimes because I get it. Like we can get so excited about like something that we learned and we think that it's, you know, going to be for everyone, but it's so even my potion company, I love my potions. Yeah. I believe in them so much. I don't think it's going to be for every single person, you know, but anyway, so as you're saying, like in the world of gut health specifically, you're seeing a lot of like misinformation.
And it's so sad. It's so sad because I see so many people, Katie, that were like myself, and I had been doing literally pouring money down the drain in functional medicine, testing like the creme de la creme practitioners in Los Angeles at the time, doing all the tests, doing all the protocols, literally to the T, crying my eyes out because I was not getting any better and nobody had any answers for me. Yeah. And so I see so many people that are in a similar boat who it's literally just as simple as like, get off the fucking collagen, stop eating the sauerkraut, like literally these are things that cannot be universal, and it's causing a lot of people a lot of heartache, and it's a tough pill to swallow.
I used to like pound sauerkraut every single day because you know all these people that I really admired, and like even my functional medicine doctor at the time was like, I want this in your diet every single day. I was like, okay, you know. And then and it's not even that I inherently notice like something's wrong. I just overall like just didn't feel good. There's just no way I could have like pointed it to that. But when you remove it is I think when you really are like, whoa, like a veil is like lifted up and you're like, I'm starting to feel a whole lot better. But
honestly,
some people do well with
this.
Fermented foods. Some people do well.
Some people do.
Yes.
Absolutely. Some people do. So not to demonize anything, but truly I will tell you, my experience was 3 days, like specifically 3 days after I read my genes and took out the high glutamate, high histamine foods.
Yeah.
3 days later, I started to notice a radical improvement.
Oh, that's
so,
so amazing.
It's just, it's wild.
That's incredible. I like, I hope everyone will try it. And I know I had said this to you on our live, but I'll say it again for anyone listening. Like, it's interesting. I do think that there are some functional medicine doctors who are like a little bit threatened by epigenetic testing.
Yeah.
I've noticed. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
Because I have.
Well, yeah. Some of them are like more than a little bit. And I'll tell you, I don't blame them because here's the thing. When you have this much power at your own fingertips, when you have this much knowledge about what your body needs.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I've been to a doctor in the past 4 years?
Yeah, I know.
You don't need the same, you don't have as many questions because it's all there. And if you just follow the plan, you're going to feel great.
Totally.
And like, you know, again, not to like paint this picture of it being a miracle, but it's pretty dang close. But like within reason, yes, of course, I'm not anti-doctor and I'm very grateful for the partners that I have found. And I think that there are people who are really keen on partnering and adding this power into their practices. And I think that's going to be really a cool thing to see evolve. But yes, there are so many people that understand that like, you don't need prescriptions so much. And I don't want to like get anyone in trouble, myself in trouble or anything like that. Like not to poop on anything if that's the path that you're on, but it's just, it's a very different approach. And it's a very like foundational, holistic approach that doesn't really need a lot of support. Like once you get the wheels going with this kind of a plan, all systems go. Yeah. So I think that's a big part of it, you know?
I think a lot of functional medicine doctors are going to be a little bit like, because I've had like one functional medicine doctor that like didn't like that I did that. And like he was like, that's like a waste of money, all this stuff. I'm like, you know what? I really don't think that it was. And I researched this for like a year before I even went through with it. And then, and I was like, you know, and I was like just thinking about it logically. I'm like, well, this can like make it so maybe I only need one session with him versus like 3, 4, or 5, right? But then I've had other functional medicine doctors, specifically this new one that I just went to, and I like love her. She is so brilliant. She's a hardo. She's a hard ass and just like she's so funny. And you know, and I was like, okay, like I'm gonna tell her like I did epigenetics testing just to see like what she'd say. And she was like, she's like amazing. She's like, I think that's one of the most brilliant things Like, she's like, I want all of my people doing that. She's like, I think that's so great. She's like, I want to know everything. She's like, I want to know everything that you learned because, like, we are 100% incorporating that into whatever
that's so
we do
awesome.
With you. You know,
I
like,
want
really
her
cool.
number. I want to call her and thank her and, like,
no,
tell
I'll give
her
you,
to
I'm going to give you her number.
Partner with her.
I'm going to give you her number. She's
that, I would love to connect with her, but I will tell you this. I think that also a lot of misconceptions in the traditional medical and also the functional medical world, I think when you say to them genetics testing, their brain immediately goes to like some of the over the counter.
Yes.
They immediately go to that. And so I think really there's a big gap in the market as far as their education on this whole entire world.
Yes.
As well as what that actually looks like to work with a coach or a clinician or someone like myself to like actually help you to get your teeth sunk into your own plan versus like a report that who knows what they're going to tell you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Totally. Yeah. At home epigenetics testing by far the best money I have spent in health and wellness in a really, really, really long time. I would
I'm
spend
so glad.
Twice the amount that I spent to do that. You know, like it was just so eye opening. It really was.
I mean, I tell people that too, but I think it's biased when it's from me. But yeah, compared to like the literal chunks of cash that I was spending without finding answers, it's priceless to have it all there in one sitting. You don't have to retest it. It's a great investment for truly just about anyone. And yeah, it's something I really hope that people will start to perk up to.
Yes. My last question for you, we were going to touch on this at home testing.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I agree with you, not worth it. And I think most functional medicine doctors would say not worth it. So in your words, why is at-home genetic testing not worth it? Instead, why they should go with private genetic testing?
Okay. So here's the biggest difference. It's all in the delivery.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you do any of the mainstream, and I don't want to call them out by name, but you guys probably know them. There's about four different companies that are really popular and some of them
Just
are getting,
kidding. Just
I
kidding.
Mean, you know, they're,
if
that's
you won't
one of
say
them.
I will, Lindsay. Yeah.
That's one of them. There's literally one that's called Self-Decode. And like, what a terrible idea that is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, again, I know that the intention is good and I'm sure that these people are wonderful people, but here's the problem. The delivery is not going to be anything that is perhaps relevant to you. So Katie, if you were to do this test and a computer generated report spits out to you some general surface knowledge about your genes, I've seen these reports. I've looked through many, many, many different competitors' brands of the at-home variety, the automated variety, and it's all stuff that doesn't really add up. Because here's the thing. The whole concept of epigenetics is we're taking into consideration what exactly has happened to you since you've been on this planet.
Yeah.
Like literally, like your lived experience is a huge part of your genetic expression that all of these automated tests cannot factor in. Like even if they're having you do like an intake or a survey or something like that, like it's not the same as actually talking to someone and sharing your real life experience.
Totally.
That's going to tell me like where to actually begin and prioritize with you. So it's totally invalid. Like, yes, they can tell you if you have a GAD1 variant. Yes, they can tell you if you have, you know, MTHFR variants or whatever the thing is that you want to look for. But usually it's just not going to land in a way that's actually applicable and actionable.
For
so
sure.
Like, the thing that I hear is that people are spending, you know, $100, maybe $400, whatever they are these days, and getting these like massive reports. And honestly, like I read one of them last week. And again, I don't want to like call them by name, but one of the biggest brands that one of the a big, 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 huge name in the biohacking world endorses this genetics company as the next big biohack. I looked at a client's report from them and they were like, well, did I waste all this money? Yeah, you kind of did because the report told you to like wear blue blocking glasses. And I'm like, you kidding me? Like, what?
Yeah.
Why? Well, but if you think logically, like what do you expect an automated test to tell you? The technology is just not there yet to actually interpret and give you actionable, valuable information and insights. It's not something that can be automated.
No.
So usually I see people that are more confused or feel like they've gotten bad news or are overcorrecting because they're like, taking all these things and running with it, even things that may not be relevant for their lives at the current moment. Totally. So it can mess a lot of people up and it puts a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths. And that's honestly like the biggest gap between what's available on the market and what I do. It's like, it's kind of night and day, you know?
It really is. So everyone listening, private genetic testing only.
Yeah. It's so worth it. And it's really like, it's a very, very different, like apples and oranges kind of approach.
I completely agree. So where can everyone find you, Lindsay? You're the absolute best. Where are you the most like responsive? if people want to like DM you, where can they find you?
Yeah, I'm probably the most responsive on Instagram. So you can find me at designerjeans.co.
Nice.
On I the old ram. Name. And then, well, thank you. I feel like
I'll have things in the show notes too.
Cool. And then, yes, I do have a website. I will say there's some helpful videos if you're more of a video learner. It's a lot to take in, right? Like there's a lot of details to kind of wrap your head around. And so I usually send people to my website to just watch a couple of quick videos about the technology and answer some questions there. So the website is thedesignerjeans.co.
Awesome. So, thedesignerjeans.co. Awesome. Thank you so much, Lindsay. You're the absolute best. You're such a wealth of knowledge.
Thank you, Katie. This was so much fun. I appreciate you. It's been such a pleasure.
Thank you so much. We'll have you on for a part two.
Okay. Sounds good. Bye.